This is IGN.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, Disney's big reveals at CinemaCon 2024. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, Henry Cavill took down all manner of monster in Netflix's The Witcher, but his swordsmanship will apparently be much better in the upcoming Highlander reboot. Speaking at Lionsgate's CinemaCon 2024 presentation, Cavill promised fans his swordfighting abilities would be on a new level in Highlander, which hits theaters in 2026. Cavill reiterated past comments that he's a big fan of the original films, for better or worse, though said his iteration, which is directed by John Wick director Chad Stahelski, will put a greater focus on franchise lore. They just touched on the lore in the first few movies, Cavill said. We're going deeper with the lore and characters. The actor recently said his preparation for the film would include a very long training process, and filming is due to begin soon, too. It's not too surprising to see Cavill's commitment to Highlander, especially considering Lionsgate has indicated it's interested in making it a new franchise. And Paramount Pictures presented the first look at Transformers 1, the first animated Transformers movie in 40 years, at CinemaCon. Introduced by a pre-recorded greeting from Scarlett Johansson and then in person on stage by Chris Hemsworth and Brian Tyree Henry, attending exhibitors and press were exclusively shown the first trailer and an extended scene in 3D from the John Cooley-directed film. The trailer will be released April 18th. According to the official logline, Transformers 1 tells the long-awaited origin story of how the most iconic characters in the Transformers universe, Orion Pax and D-16, went from brothers in arms to become sworn enemies, Optimus Prime and Megatron. Hemsworth voices Orion Pax, Henry is D-16, Johansson is Alita 1, and Keegan-Michael Key voices a proto-Bumblebee then known as B-127. The voice cast also includes Steve Buscemi, Lawrence Fishburne, and John Hamm. Disney held the final big studio presentation of CinemaCon 2024, and it brought updates for a few Disney and Marvel projects, including Inside Out 2, Deadpool and Wolverine, Captain America Brave New World, Moana 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Young Woman and the Sea, and much more. While a lot of what was shown at Disney's CinemaCon presentation was only for those in the room for now, IGN was in attendance and can at least share with you our impressions and breakdowns of all the big footage that was featured. And it only feels right to kick things off with Deadpool and Wolverine. On stage at CinemaCon 2024, Marvel's Kevin Feige helped introduce 9 minutes of footage from Deadpool and Wolverine. Before the footage was shown, he dropped F-bomb after F-bomb, as he's allowed to say them now because the movie is rated R. Captain America Brave New World footage was revealed at CinemaCon, and, perhaps most excitingly, it featured Harrison Ford's Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross asking Anthony Mackie's Captain America to rebuild the Avengers. Captain America Brave New World is set to be released in theaters on February 14, 2025. Attendees at Disney CinemaCon presentation were treated to 13 minutes of footage from Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and it all began with some beautiful shots of nature. We follow a hawk down a river in the woods with rapids and waterfalls, and we are soon in the company of some young apes making their way along cliffs and treetops. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes will be released in theaters on May 8, 2024. Young Woman and the Sea is a biographical drama film starring Daisy Ridley as Gertrude Trudy Ederle, an Olympic champion who overcame incredible odds in the early 1900s and completed a 21-mile swim from France to England through the English Channel. The film is set to be released in theaters on May 31, 2024, and we were treated to its official trailer and a new poster. The film is also being produced by Jerry Bruckheimer and is said to be the highest-testing movie of his career. A few scenes from Alien Romulus were shown at CinemaCon, and it all began with a pre-taped intro from Ridley Scott and director Fede Alvarez before jumping into a few scenes from the film. We get to see a crew investigating a ship. an android rebooting itself, a xenomorph escaping from a container and swimming through a flooded ship before face-hugging one of the crew, a chest-bursting seizure scene, and more. Alien Romulus will be released in theaters on August 16, 2024. Amy Poehler, who once again plays Joy in Inside Out 2, helped introduce 35 minutes of the sequel to those in the seats at Disney CinemaCon presentation. While we won't spoil too much here, we see Riley, who is now 13, trying to impress the older kids at the girls' hockey team camp she wins a spot on. Mufasa the Lion King director Barry Jenkins stopped by CinemaCon to discuss the much-anticipated prequel to The Lion King and shared a first-look teaser of the film that is set to be released in theaters on December 20, 2024. The footage was brief, but it featured a snowy part of Africa and a voiceover that said the story begins far beyond the mountains and the shadows on the other side of the light. And finally, CinemaCon 2024 also revealed the first footage of Moana 2 to those in attendance, and we even got to hear a new song that goes a little like this. Finally, we're back, back to who we're meant to be. We get glimpses of Moana on her boat with Pua, and singing about coming home to her island. We then get to see a little of that joyful reunion, and everyone on the island rejoices in song that Moana has returned from beyond the horizon. Moana 2 will be released in theaters on November 27, 2024. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console, and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.